first on the sound, KJR Seattle, in our 60th year of broadcasting. And now, more of our birthday special.
Zach Schaefer, carving a turn, will try to keep it inside and not allow Dean Chenoweth to take that lane away from him. They're coming right at us now. Bill Muncy is in the way. I hope they see Bill Muncy. He's right in the middle of the front chute. Zach Schaefer in the 1,000 trails now, turning left, taking lane one away from the Budweiser. The Squire Cobb is running right beside. Oh, my God, that was an air miss. Three boats going right by us now. 1,000 trails, then the Budweiser, then the Squire Shop. Greg, and here they come.
The Budweiser's got that inside track, and he's moving up. Look at the Budweiser go. He's overtaking the 1,000 trails. The Budweiser is your lead boat coming into the south turn. 1,000 trails is second, and Tim Adhauer's about 3 seconds behind the Budweiser, the top of the turn. Is there any doubt that's the best boat on the course? Dean Chenoweth around the south turn.
August 9th, 1981, from Lake Washington, KJR assembled its largest race team ever in 16 years of covering the Hydros. The tradition of award-winning excellence continued. KJR's news department again proved its excellence on May 18th, 1980, covering another explosive event.
Another update on the Mount St. Helens situation, and it can be said safely now that the mountain has become a killer. So far, only 5 deaths have been officially recorded, but National Guard people who have tried to fly rescue missions in the middle of volcanic smoke and heat say they simply have not been able to get some of the stranded people off the mountainous areas.
5 people have died. 2 of those people, it has been confirmed, died because of heat. Now, a more exact description is not available. What is extraordinary is we're told by Major Dave Mullen, who flew one of the rescue missions in, that at least 4 people, and possibly more, are refusing to leave the area, despite that destruction and the havoc that's going on in the area of the volcano.
After the initial blowing over top, so to speak, Mount St. Helens calmed down, seismically speaking, for about 3 hours. But Dave Endicott at the UW Geophysics Department says...
Since 11 o'clock, they've been building, and then they drop. We've got peaks and valleys, in other words. The feeling now is that it's quite likely that whatever is happening down there is probably not over, not concluded at this point.
Eruptions, earthquakes, and mud flow continue. Mount St. Helens volcanically percolates through the afternoon. There have been reported fatalities as a result of the eruption. The fate of Harry Truman, it's uncertain.
The sheriff's department talked to him yesterday, but they said this morning at the press conference that they had not made any attempt to go up there because of the hazard, either by land or by air, to try to get into the area.
And then, in December 1980, a KJR broadcast is interrupted by this bulletin from New York.
John Lennon, shot to death. The report just in from New York Police Sergeant Ed Burns.
At about 10:50 this evening, he was shot. Mr. John Lennon, the ex-Beatle, was shot at 1 West 72nd Street. He was removed to Roosevelt Hospital where he expired.
John Lennon had just celebrated his 40th birthday, October 9th. He was born in Liverpool. Some called him controversial, the most controversial or explosive member of the Beatles. Others simply referred to him by using the word genius. He was the first member of the group to break away and record an album on his own. There had been mixed success, but each new album was greeted with a lot of attention simply because it was John Lennon. And just last month, he released his long-awaited new collection of music entitled Starting Over. Lennon was back, and he sounded great. And now the story tonight that John Lennon is gone. Shot to death in New York. A major chapter of contemporary music becomes history.
Shouting all about love. Well, they cheated you like a dove. And you were the one who had made it so clear. All of us here.
Over the years, it's hard to say just exactly how many thousands of people have won contests on KJR. We've given away cars, boats, trips to just about everywhere in the world, and lots of cash.
Ladies and gentlemen, Stash is back. I've got another $10,000 that I'm going to hide somewhere in our world, and I've got another trip for two to that buried place, if you can guess where it is. And yes, I've got $95 an hour to give away.
No, wait a minute. That's not what I meant. I'm talking about a game. This is not a game.
Play blackjack with Lockjock 3 times daily this week and qualify to win an expense-paid trip for two to Reno, Sahara, and the $200,000 World Championship of Blackjack.
You're a winner! You have won $100! Believe it! $100!
KJR, giving away free living for a year.
$18,000 worth of living.
KJR Seattle is giving away a pound of gold.
What outrageous thing would you do to win it?
KJR is giving away 10 trips to Mexico
because
to
I
win.
Am a wild and crazy guy!
KJR is looking for Steve Martin imitators for a national TV show. Now you don't need to look like Steve, just be over 18 and a little wild and crazy.
It's a big deal.
Fantasies. Everybody's got one. KJR has 30
speedboat ride on the next sunny day of your choice to Orcas Island in the San Juans for a picnic lunch.
You are going to Hawaii for a week.
A check for $1,000. Any submarine you're going to be taking that ride in is in Disneyland.
Oh, you're kidding.
The Super Bowl next year is going to be in Los Angeles, and you're going to go.
Oh, fantastic.
Enter. Listen. And win.
We're KJR orientated at work. All right, okay, KJR. And we listen to KJR, all of us.
Are becoming reality.
That is a fantasy. KJR is my favorite station, and I. Oh, you're kidding!
On KJR 95.
Stuart Street is back on KJR.
What do we do, Street?
Locate where Greenfield's keeping those diamonds.
I lose them at the same place. Hank and Stuart. Stuart, every morning. So what's it all mean?
Lieutenant Stuart Street here. Monday, I'm back on the air with mind-boggling mysteries. Help me solve the cases and win cash.
What's the answer, Street?
Street is back on KJR.
And along with the great contests on KJR came some great personalities, like Seattle's own Hart.
And hi, you're on the air on KJR with Ann and Nancy.
Hi, I'd like to talk to Ann.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi.
I was wondering, you know that dog and butterfly?
Yeah. I think I remember that one.
On that Dog and Butterfly song, I'm not trying to cut you down or anything, but I was just wondering, you know when it goes, see the dog and butterfly, see how high they fly? A dog don't fly.
Yeah, except listen, buddy boy, you seem to have gotten the lyrics wrong. It doesn't say that, you know, it says, see the dog and butterfly up in the air. She likes to fly, and see, that implies the butterfly. That means the butterfly, not the dog. The dog's trying to chase the butterfly into the air.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, I like this one.
And to make it legal, this is KJR Seattle 801.
Legality, oh, boy.
Channel 95.
You're beautiful.
In Seattle.
And there have been many, many other stars in the KJR microphones. Like the Doobie Brothers, Kiss, Van Halen, the Little River Band, Earth, Wind, and Fire, Kenny Loggins, Billy Joel, Pat Benatar, and the list goes on and on. So as you've heard, it's been a glorious 60 years for KJR, with an even brighter future ahead. In 1980, KJR was purchased by Metro Media Incorporated.